You're welcome to Glow Music and to this Bethel Encounter message. Bethel Encounter is an afternoon prayer session set by the direction of God. It is targeted at gospel music servants and lovers, that is, singers, instrumentalists, music directors, music pastors, and key stakeholders in the music aspect of kingdom service. As believers, and especially as ministers of God in music, please be encouraged to participate in all these prayer sessions every week according to God's direction. Please stay tuned to this message.
We give God praise for another Monday. We are here to pray at Blessed Monday of Bethel Encounter. Psalm 19, verse 14, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Let's keep this scripture hidden in our hearts as we go through the month, being rest assured that the Lord our God is our strength and our redeemer. Today's prayer is themed strength and grace for a tongue that speaks right. Strength and grace for a tongue that speaks right. Proverbs 18:21. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. Our tongues can bless or break. The Lord, our strength, helps us turn away from corrupt speeches and uses our mouths as instruments of grace, not destruction. As believers, there are many encounters that we face in life, like everybody else, but we are not permitted as believers to pass statements that are contradictory to God's word. It must not be said that you negatively addressed a situation, and for that matter, it went south. As believers, we can't say anything else than to speak grace, upon that which we encounter. We are not permitted to curse. Jesus says we should bless. You can argue out that David cursed his enemies, but Jesus, whom we serve, is greater. He says, before Abraham was, I am. So he's greater than David. He's greater than Abraham. Some will say that, oh, then the scriptures are endorsing abuse. No, scripture doesn't endorse abuse. What it says is that vengeance is mine and I'll repay. The one even abusing, God wants to save both you and that person. And he has his ways of dealing with it. Someone will say, oh, God is too slow. He has his reasons why. Because equally, if you were in the wrong and God was quick with you, you would not even have the chance to repent. God alone knows the reasons why. He says, leave, that's Jesus. Who is God? Because sometimes we treat the words of Jesus as if it is the Father's younger brother, lesser in power. That is God. He is God. What he has said, he is God. That's the Father speaking through the Son. He says, what I hear, I speak, and my judgment is right. We can pray for God's mercies that he would help us live up to his standards, but we cannot drop the standards based on how we feel. The Lord help us all in the name of Jesus. And that is why he has made available his mercies, that when we cry on him, he would forgive and help us all. So you are not permitted to curse your child because your child made a mistake. You are not permitted to speak harmful or harsh words to an elder in your home just because they didn't understand you or they said something that you were not happy about. You are not permitted to gossip behind your pastor because he preached a hard word. It says, and death and life are in the power of the tongue. That they that love it shall eat thereof. You speak life, you encounter life. You speak death, you encounter death. So we are not permitted at all. Scripture says that in him was life, and that became the light of men. The life connecting to the light. When you speak God's word concerning a situation, you shine God's light upon it, and life comes forth. If you speak negative words, you are introducing darkness. Learn from Jesus how he dealt with every situation. Lazarus is dead. Let's go and wake him up. He's sleeping. There is hope in the name of Jesus. You failed your exam. Oh, it's just God making room for me to share a testimony. I failed, yes, but it's for me to do better and to share that testimony to help someone who also failed to know that they can do it. It is not to have suicidal thoughts that is the end. No. So one more time, I say that because you have a mouth doesn't mean you can say what you like. Because you have feelings doesn't mean you can feel what you like. It's been said that many people fall sick and some die because they have locked it up in their minds that they are ill. So no matter what the doctor says, they are taking medications and everything, and yet they are going closer to death. Today, be someone who speaks grace. Be a grace talker, a grace communicator, because the grace that you have encountered in Jesus, you must speak that grace unto others and let others have a second chance of doing better in Christ Jesus. So decide, number one, to avoid gossip, slander, and harsh words this week. Start practicing it now. Start practicing it now. Keep thy tongue from evil and thy lips from speaking guile. It's to believers. It's not to unbelievers. It's to believers. The Lord help us keep our tongues from speaking evil. Psalm 34. Verse 13, if we see how God created the heavens and the earth, it was with words. We are made in his image, not only in his image. We don't only look like him. We are made in his likeness. If God could speak words and the earth was created, please speak good words. So that from today onwards, we see good things happening. Number two, intentionally speak one word of encouragement each day to someone. It is not time to be complaining on your status. Anytime you feel discouraged or you feel troubled, oppose or negate it into positivity by rather posting something consciously or deliberately. Post something that is opposite of that. You are going through difficulties. Don't name your child things are hard. Don't name your child, because when you were pregnant, you were going through difficulty. Then you name that child painful or pain. Or you find a certain name in scripture that connotes to pain. You don't do that. If you're going through difficulties, name that child praise, because God is going to praise you, bring you testimonies of praise after that situation.
Amen.
There's a reason why the sun must set for a new day to come. You will not be in a difficult position forever. A better day, a new day is coming, and you need to rejoice and speak the good that is ahead in the name of Jesus. And that's why it's good to surround yourself with people. People who can tell that, hey, pastor, aren't you the same person who said that we should speak good? So why are you now complaining? Surround yourself with people. Teach your spouse to speak right, so that in the day when you are down, because everybody, whether like David was down one day, Jesus had a time where he was so aggrieved that he even said to the Father, hey, if it's possible, take the cup. So everybody has a day of their low moments. But surround yourself with people who can speak God's word back to you, that it shall be well. No matter the situation now, it shall be well. And when they speak the good, receive it and see that God is reminding you to get up out of that pity or that state and live. Number three, when you fail with your words, repent quickly and ask for fresh grace to speak right. Don't move into blame games. Oh, man, it's my fault. I don't blame you. It's my fault. It's my fault that I failed the exam. Jesus said that it was not because of this. He addresses the problem with solution. It's not time to be shifting blames. What must we do to move on to better? He said it's not for this, because of this person's sin, or it's not because of the mother or the father, it's not because of their sin, but it's for the glory of God to be seen. It's possible when you check the text, it's possible very well that he was not born blind. He became blind at a point. Otherwise, do not be asking him that, is it because of his sin? A baby hasn't sinned. So it's possible that along the way, he fell blind and they were finding someone to blame. And that's human nature. Look at Adam and Eve. Everybody wants to blame someone instead of saying, I am sorry, let us move on and do better. God, I am sorry, I disobeyed your instruction. Adam says, hey, it is Eve. The Lord help us in the mighty name of Jesus. If we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. 1 John chapter 1, verse 9. We are praying our first prayer. Matthew 12:34b. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. We are praying that, Father in heaven, purify my heart so that my mouth releases only what honors you, in Jesus' name. Please let's lift up our voice in humility and begin to pray right now. The Lord help us. The Lord help us. Purify our hearts, O Lord. Purify our hearts, O Lord. From anything that, Lord, does not please you. Purify my heart from bitterness. Purify my heart from offenses. Purify my heart from regrets. Purify my heart from anything that does not please you. Purify my heart, Lord. Let my heart be filled with praise. Let my heart be full of joy. Let my heart be full of righteousness, peace. Purify my heart, Lord, that any situation I can speak grace. I can speak your word. I can speak your promises. I can speak your mercy. In the name of Jesus, purify my heart. Purify my heart. Purify my heart. Purify my heart. Refine as fire. Purify my heart. Refine as fire. Purify my heart. In the name of Jesus, purify my heart, O Lord. In Jesus' name. We are praying our second prayer. Ephesians 4:29. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. As ministers and as believers, we are praying, Father in heaven, let my speech edify and minister grace to those who hear in Jesus' name. Please lift up your voice and begin to pray.
Father in heaven, let my speech edify and minister grace to those who hear in Jesus' name.
Let us be ministers of your grace. Let me be a minister of your grace. Let my speech edify. On stage, off stage, wherever I am, let my speech edify. Let me be a minister of grace to those who hear. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We are praying our final prayer. The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusted in him, and I am helped. Therefore, my heart greatly rejoiceth, and with my song I will praise him. Psalm 28, verse 7. We are praying, Father in heaven, as I trust you, help me speak as one strengthened and shielded by you in Jesus' name. This prayer, please add it to our end of month or month beginning service at Family Praise, our declarations or our prayers. Father in heaven, as I trust you, help me speak as one strengthened and shielded by you in Jesus' name. Please let's lift up our voices and pray this prayer.
Jesus.
From Psalm 28, verse 7. Lord, you are my strength. You are my strength. Lord, let it not just be something I pray, but let me believe in my heart fully. In the name of Jesus, let me see as one who is strengthened and shielded by you. Not by myself, not by other humans, but Lord, by you. By you, the source of my strength, by you, in the mighty name of Jesus. Before we thank the Lord for our documented testimonies, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. You don't need to die without giving your life to Christ Jesus, because after death is eternal death. If you give your life to Christ Jesus, you start experiencing life even now, before physical death. This promise no man on earth can ever give to you. Jesus himself has the power over death and the grave. He says, I am the resurrection and the life. And that is why he was able to come back to life when he died for our sins on the cross. So with this, I'm inviting you to just pray this prayer after me, believing in your heart, and it shall be so. Lord Jesus, I thank you for this day, for this opportunity to surrender my life to you. Please, come into my heart. Live in me by your Holy Spirit. Take over my life completely. And Lord, let me be your servant and be my King and my Savior. I believe that only you has the power to give me life. And Lord, as I surrender my heart unto you, by the leading of your Holy Spirit, help me to live a life that is pleasing unto you. Even as I turn away from all my past ways, and as I come to you repenting in my heart, I thank you that from this day, I am born again. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. As we come to the close of this meeting, God's word says in Psalm 37, verse 4, that when we delight ourselves in him, he will grant us the desires of our hearts. So as you sing this last song of praise, hold on to any documented prayer requests you have in faith, knowing that the Lord will turn each one of them into a testimony according to his will in time. Ah, hallelujah. Ah, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Worthy is the Lamb. Take it again. Hallelujah. Give him thanks. Give him thanks.
Give him thanks. Give him thanks. Just a few seconds. Just thank him in faith that your request are turned into testimonies according to his will. Praising him. Hallelujah to our God. We give you all the glory. We give you all the praise. We give you all the praise. We thank you. 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 We give you all the glory. Oh, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Worthy is the Alle, Alle, Hallelujah.
Please contact us via email info@glowmusicministry.com or call or chat with us through 026-000-9090. God bless you.
Amen.
God bless you for being part of today's session. Our vision as a ministry is to become a global non-denominational music outreach ministry which propagates the gospel of salvation through music to the unseen and build up the saved through fellowship and scripturally sound music. Join us every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday from 12 p.m. to 12:30 p.m. As you learn every week and pray, your life and ministry will experience transformation in the light of God's word. Amen. Glow Music. Stand out with God.